Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Tuesday morning edition. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing, or where you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on Parler, the Captain's America, and on Twitter, at Captain's America, and you can also check us out, our website, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. Joining us right now, hour number two, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Want to say the pledge again?
I sure do.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, the GOP, according to Mick Mulvaney, can face a whole bunch of blame if this transition, if they have to do it, isn't smooth. And one of the Trump aides yesterday promised that there would be a very professional transition if and when it comes.
Well, yes, and I think that it's in their nature to want to do a smooth transition. There is a real difference, Captain, I think, in the way that the GOP and the Democrat Party elite, not Democrats across the country, but Democrat Party elite, how they really approach things. I heard it described like this the other night by former Speaker Newt Gingrich. He said the GOP plays badminton while the Democrats play pro football, basically. And of course the transition would be smooth. They're not going to do weird things because again they want to fundamentally play right. But what we've seen is the Democrat Party elite decide that all bets are off. It's either win by however, or if you don't win, it's scorched earth. And I think the American people truly have had enough of that. If we see what some of these uncorrected vote totals might be, that might back that up a little bit more.
So you know who's concerned about the transition?
Who's that?
Little Dr. Fauci. He said, "I'm very concerned about the transition affecting the vaccine rollout."
Well, I'm just curious. A lot of times, I mean, Dr. Fauci is, I'm sure, a great guy and everything, but he seems to be an expert on all these political things and all that stuff. It seems to me, again, President Trump's going to roll out this vaccine no matter what. And there's a lot of good people working on this. You got a lot of good people in the military who are logistically putting this together and then will execute this, basically. So, you know, we're rolling it out to the people, and it's really, I think, only a political statement to say that, well, I'm concerned because of the transition, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, and the former Obama Health and Human Services chief said that the president, President Trump, deserves credit for his vaccine efforts.
Well, sure. Yeah, I mean, he set all this in motion. You know, the president of the United States really can – cut through red tape. They can cut through, a lot of roadblocks. If the president calls you on the phone and says, on behalf of your country, will you please make sure that this becomes the ultimate priority, who would say no to the president of the United States? And so, of course, he was able to really, shepherd this and be the tip of the spear for it.
Now, Dr. Scott Atlas has come out and said that Michigan must rise up against the virus restrictions there. What are they talking about? What did the governor do now?
Well, I know the governor is imposing a lot of other things and, urging people not to go to Thanksgiving or don't travel and this kind of stuff. We're seeing a lot of restrictions, a lot of states. I think he took some heat for that, for the verbiage of rise up, which, of course, can be misinterpreted by those who would seek to misinterpret it as some kind of violent thing or some other kind of out of our norm, the way of expressing our political feelings and so forth. But I don't think he meant anything other than make your voice heard. I mean, you have to be able to stand up to government when the cause is right.
By the way, Clark County, Nevada, the largest county in Nevada, certified the voter results last night, results for the winner in Clark County, Joe Biden.
Right, and we'll start to see that happening. And they can certify them because, that's part of the process. But the allegations that are coming and any kind of lawsuits and so forth would have merit, they would upend those certifications anyway because they would be on its face made with wrong information.
Speaking of allegations, the Michigan legislature, which in January will have more Republicans involved in it, is going to consider bringing about impeachment charges against the governor of Michigan.
Well, that's very interesting. Now, of course, if I recall correctly, I think there were some issues where the governor may have overstepped the bounds and so forth, very similar to California, where Governor Newsom, it was found by a court that he overstepped his authority in mailing everybody a ballot, whether they wanted it or not. And, of course, it's all after the fact. But I think the court also said you can't keep making up your own laws or make up your own stuff, even in an emergency, the way that he did it. So if they go after the governor in Michigan, they'll find similar things, and maybe that'll be the basis for it.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, coming right back with more. Kathy's going to take us to break. She's going to give you the phone number, too. Go ahead, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood, and it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit greenmeadowway.com. greenmeadowway.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, my name name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Auto Glass America. And you know, in the times in which we're living right now, somebody needs to give you a break. And with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 right in the palm of your hand with your windshield replacement when you tell them I sent you. Now, they'll handle the insurance claim. They'll come to your home or office to do the job. You just get a lifetime warranty, a brand new windshield, and $100 put right in the palm of your hand at the time they finish the service. So, Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, Port Charlotte, and other surrounding areas, they are ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. All you got to do is give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That number again, 813-96-GLASS, and tell them the captain sent you. And don't forget, you'll get that $100 put right in the palm of your hand. And Kyle, what do they say?
Auto Glass America.
Right on cue. All righty, let's see here. We got a caller here. Let me go to the phone line. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Captain. It's James in Clearwater.
What's up?
Joe Biden always says you have to follow the science, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, in Pennsylvania, the science and statistics says that he can't have all those votes that just showed up in single vote for him, and the tens of thousands, only less than 1,000 for the president. And the same thing, it happened over and over again during election eve. Things would be mostly done in the state, and they would say, Trump has to have 56% of the votes still coming in, and it'll be going into Trump territory. And they'll say, oh, he's got 62 or 59 or whatever, so he's got the number beat going to his own territory. So what happens is that whoever's working that computer program, all it has to do is target that number 56. And every vote that goes above that gets dumped into the Biden camp. So instead of being behind 20,000, he winds up with the end of maybe just under $30,000 in deficit. Whereas if that funny business didn't happen, he'd win between 65 and 7,000 votes.
Well, you're telling us what we already believe is the case here, that the machines were messed with.
Right, but like I say, the same thing before, you got to go with the science. It's right there in the face.
And here's the thing, that's what Sidney Powell is doing. And by the way, they seem to have backed off because four lawsuits have been dropped in, let me see if I got it right here. Georgia, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, four generic lawsuits were dropped by the Trump administration pertaining to the recount and this, that, and the other. Instead, it all centers now on the voting machine and the system, the Dominion system, and the Premier system, which is the other one that's involved that people aren't saying a lot about because the Premier system was only in two states. The other thing is did you hear that in the state of Pennsylvania, three of the four attorneys on the case for Trump resigned?
Yeah, makes you wonder. Yes, but whether it is they're going to concentrate on one particular area that these guys aren't familiar with or whether or not it's just you're throwing the towel, it's hard to say.
All right, well, we'll discuss that. We'll see what happens here, but thanks for the call.
Good thing.
All right, James in Clearwater. Kyle, what say you?
Well, yes, the idea of the machines, I think that they are simply looking for their best foot forward. And some of these other lawsuits, again, the election law is very difficult in the sense that they have to navigate a lot of these different things. But my take right now is that, and I don't know for sure because Sidney Powell hasn't said much more than what she's already said, is that maybe they're looking for the one thing that is overwhelming, that will be, you know, irrefutable. It will look so bad that most people will say, aha, we see now exactly how this was done, and not try to cobble together a lot of albeit smaller kinds of violations. Because if the voting machines change the votes, if it can be shown, if she has the right whistleblower who's preserved the right evidence, and that can be verified, judges will look at that perhaps and say there's a lot of something there, and that would maybe begin to turn the tide in the, I don't want to say in the news media, but with the American people. They will get confirmation of what I think a lot of people already think, and they expected Trump to win. Now, I'm not saying that's just anecdotal, of course, but again, if it's overwhelming enough, if it's something that seems to ring true and make sense, then he's got a fighting chance in the Supreme Court.
Yeah, and by the way, the French President Emmanuel Macron, pardon me, said that the European Union can't go back to relying on the U.S. under Joe Biden. That's a slap in the face.
Well, it really is. Well, and again, I really do think, Captain, you know, the differences between a president like Trump and a possible President Biden is the following. Number one, President Trump's his own man. He makes his own decisions. Whether people like them or not, that's one other thing. But President Trump is literally, to borrow a phrase from George W. Bush, the decider in chief. But Biden represents what I've referred to for a long time now is the Biden machine. There is a machine that will be making these decisions.
Yeah.
It's not just going to go to Biden. He's not going to sit there and contemplate it. I just don't think it's going to be set up that way.
Yeah.
Because they have an ideology that makes their decisions for them.
And it goes back to Barack Obama because Kamala Harris is very good friends of Barack and Michelle Obama. They did a number of campaign functions for her when she ran for U.S. Senator out in California, including fundraising. And, for whatever reason, I believe she was the one that was installed, not chosen by Joe, but installed to be the heir apparent and to become the first female president, because I still refuse to believe that if Joe Biden does become the president, that he's going to last for a whole term.
Well, right. And again, not because some horrible tragedy would befall him, but it would be because of something health-related, I would think. The cabinet could look at the 25th Amendment, or Nancy Pelosi's new congressional, you know, watchdog team or something would find him not fit or something like that, that she had suggested here just a little while ago. But also, I mean, why would you pick Kamala Harris as your running mate? She didn't really get any votes. She never was in a primary. She didn't poll very high, but more like 2%. There's, looking back at it, there's several different, women candidates even that Joe Biden could have picked, which would have completely upped the enthusiasm about the Democrat ticket this go around. So yeah, it is pretty interesting that Kamala Harris was somehow just had to be the one.
Yeah, and Eric just made an interesting comment in the chat room for the captain's group. Got to remember, Eric, that it took two shots to get it into the Supreme Court when it was George W. Bush versus Al Gore. First time didn't make it. They had to have a second shot at it.
Yeah, that's right. And Al just commented, Captain, he said, Biden administration will be ran with collective thought, kind of like the Borg. All right, so Star Trek fan Al, I appreciate that. That's right. And what did the Borg do on the series? They assimilated other people, and then they couldn't think for themselves anymore. So I think Al's on the right track here. Who knows?
Yeah, by the way, here's some good news for Boeing. And we've got a lot of listeners up there in South Carolina or affiliate in Columbia. U.S. approves the 737 return. It's getting very close to being approved. Challenges remain for Boeing. However, looks like as if the final decision is going to be made very, very, very soon.
Well, that's good. I mean, you've got to be able to come back from that terrible, terrible tragedy, obviously. But now, of course, with so many more COVID restrictions and people saying don't travel, there are going to be places to fly to. I think they will. But, you know, Captain, you and I were talking before. I think people need, you know, to get some real encouragement out of this. Don't you think? I think that,
sure.
You know, there's a lot of people are starting to get downhearted, or you hear about, well, the attorneys resigned or this and that.
Well, what are you going to do? Here's the question. What are you going to do if President Trump loses his challenge and Joe Biden is put in as the president of the United States? What are you going to do? Are you going to drop everything? Are you going to go off the deep end? Are you going to move out of the country? What are you going to do? No, you're going to fight like hell for American principles. You're going to stand up because somebody's got to stand up to this guy. And by the way, like it or not, he does not have control of the Congress, thank God.
Yeah, exactly right. But, you know, America has endured all kinds of things, and Americans are resilient.
Yeah.
And we're going to be here, you know, and we're going to be talking to people.
And when we come back, I'm going to explain my comment because somebody already challenged me. What do you mean not in charge of the Congress? Nancy's running the House. Not really. Not really. Wait till you hear what I'm going to tell you when we come back. Don't go anywhere. We shall return.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
California is pulling a so-called emergency brake that will land more than 94% of that state's population in the most restrictive coronavirus measures. In 41 of California's 58 counties, indoor operations for churches, gyms, and restaurants must stop by Tuesday. Another drug maker announced Monday that its coronavirus vaccine is close to being ready, and it's very effective. Lance Pry has the details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
President Trump's Operation Warp Speed is again paying off with major dividends. A second U.S. company in a week is reporting results that far exceeded expectations in the COVID-19 fight. Moderna said Monday its experimental vaccine was 94.5% effective in preventing COVID-19 based on interim data from late-stage clinical trials. Together with Pfizer's vaccine and pending more safety data for the FDA, the United States could have two vaccines authorized for emergency use in December.
This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Farrah and Farrah. Now, the injury law experts at Farrah and Farrah measure their success by only one thing, and that's your success. Since opening its doors in 1979, Farrah and Farrah has won over $1 billion for its clients. Now, they have offices in Florida and Georgia, including in Tampa, St. Petersburg, and Bradenton. And their legal term has a team has more than 60 attorneys, including military veterans, that can help our military. Now, Team Farrah won't let the insurance company push you around either. They're dedicated to treating every client with the dignity and respect that you deserve. So whether you've been injured in a car crash, a truck accident, slip or fall on the job, you can trust that Farrah and Farrah will listen and fight tirelessly to get you the justice and compensation that you deserve. Their website is farrahandfarrah.com. That's spelled F-A-R-A-H, farrahandfarrah.com. They have a 24/7 call line. Here it is. 877-245-6707. That number again, 877-245-6707. And make sure you tell them the captain sent you, because they're going to want to know how you heard about them. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Kyle, you have some interesting information. What is it?
Yeah, during the break, Captain, we got a message or a call, I think, from a listener, and they let us know that what happened with these lawyers, evidently in Pennsylvania, the reason why they resigned from the Trump case is that they got doxxed, according to the information they had. So that would that's a terrible thing, you know. And so we'll find out more about that. But that's when suddenly all their information is put out there on the internet for every crackpot to try to track them down or something. And that's a very sad thing because people get in fear of their family for that.
Yeah. Now I want you to listen to something, folks. Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House, at least for now, right?
Right, yeah.
Okay. All of the votes aren't in the congressional races. Currently, the House has a 15-seat majority for the Democrats, 219 to 204. That's a total of 423. How many representatives are in the House of Representatives, Kyle?
435, I believe, yeah.
So we have 12 elections that are out that haven't been called yet.
That's right. That's right.
And six of them are currently in the favor of the Republicans. Again, haven't been called. And the other six are too close to call, one way or the other. I just did a little checking on that on my own. So let's say that we get six more seats. Now we got 210. They got 225. That's still a difference of 15. But you don't think some of these Democrats that came in there are going to say, wait a minute, we got elected not because of Nancy Pelosi, but in spite of Nancy Pelosi. You think they're going to march lockstep with Nancy Pelosi? Hell no.
No, and as a matter of fact, I think Pelosi, you know, people think that Trump has somehow been a liability in terms of polarizing, but Nancy Pelosi also, in so many ways, has been incredibly polarizing. She's supposed to be the Speaker of the House of Representatives for America, right? But she's just become so hyper-partisan in ways that we've never seen, and also, Captain, in ways that she won't even do business with the White House. It's, you know, stand up and shake your finger.
Oh, but au contraire, Senor Kyle, because Chuckie Boy Schumer yesterday said it's the Republicans that are being the people that are blocking things.
Well, you know, but that's...
And so did Biden, by the way. So did Biden.
Yeah, but that's they're saying that for political purposes. Nancy Pelosi, you know, it was just simply all hands on deck to try to get rid of Trump. It didn't matter whether it was impeachment. In fact, wasn't she going to impeach him again for something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she threatened again. Yeah. Now, here's the other thing. The Senate right now is 50-48 advantage Republican. There are two Republicans up for election in Georgia. And we are hearing that Stacey Abrams reportedly has got another 600,000 votes ready to go. Okay, I'm the feds. I'm sitting there and I hear Stacey Abrams has got 600,000 votes ready to go. You know what I'm doing?
What's that?
I'm getting ready to confiscate every one of those votes and make sure that somebody actually cast them and it's not just somebody voting for, you know, because again, people have been encouraged on the internet and elsewhere to drive down to Georgia to register to vote, and then go back to wherever they came from.
That's right.
What's wrong with that?
Well, I think that's illegal. Yeah.
And what kind of a charge is that?
That'd be a felony. Yeah.
Yeah. So, again, and then we had somebody tell us they don't need to get a Georgia driver's license to vote. But what is it that they need to have to be able to vote there, to register? What is it that they have to have, Kyle? Is it not at a physical address?
Yeah, I believe so. Well, yes, that's right. They have to be, first of all, they have to be a citizen of the United States. They also have to be a legal resident of the county in which they're registered.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And in order to do that, you have to have a physical address somewhere, not a post office box, a physical address.
That's right, because the term legal resident seems to, you know, seems to include the notion of that you're not just passing through.
Yeah, and one of the things to be a legal resident, at least down here anywhere, to be a legal resident, you have to have a Florida driver's license.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering how they get away with not having a Georgia license up there. That doesn't make any sense.
Right, it doesn't. But so again, they keep looking for these ways to, again, either game the system or just simply overwhelm it illegally. I mean, this kind of thing. And really, Captain, what we should be hearing, which we won't, from the Biden administration is, you know, we got to be sure, but they don't care.
And years ago, New York and Florida didn't have reciprocity. So you had to have a New York driver's license. Let's say you were a truck driver. Let me give you that example, or bus driver. You had to have a New York driver to drive in New York, a license, right?
Right.
In order to drive in Florida, you had to have a Florida license. Mm-hmm. So you had two different states' driver's licenses.
Mm-hmm.
Years ago. That's going back a long time before they changed it and went to the IRP, they call it, the International Reciprocity and all that stuff. But people were actually voting in New York, voting in Florida. They did it for years, years.
Wow. Well, so, yeah, again, that would be a loophole from back then. But
wasn't a loophole. Yeah. It was illegal as hell, but they couldn't enforce it.
Interesting.
Because you were a resident of Florida if you had a license. Mm-hmm. It had an address on it.
Well, but now, of course, this notion of trying to get people simply to go down to Florida, come on down and Georgia, and come on down and vote, you know, because we're having an election, and it goes against, obviously, our basic values, and, well, can we even say subverts our democracy? There, I said it.
Well, before we have to part company, because we're getting ready to come up on the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, before we have to part company, I want to state again, for the record, I believe Sidney Powell is the last best bet, and I believe that she's onto something. Whether or not she can get the point proved or not is a horse of a different color, but at least we know the problem is with these voting machines. 25 states have either the Dominion or the Premier system, and those are the systems that they need to outlaw in the United States and get rid of.
Yes, absolutely. And unfortunately, Captain, how many people would simply say, oh, good, well, my candidate won, so I really don't care about these voting machine problems.
Oh, you'll care when your candidate loses.
Well, no kidding.
And your shoe's on the other foot, you'll care.
No kidding. And of course, then imagine the finger pointing then. Hey, we won the election, but it was by these bad voting machines, and now the Democrat Party will be forever, you know, almost the scarlet letter of the voting machine, basically.
By the way, do you think we the people could put together a conglomerate that could raise $200 billion so we could buy CNN and run it ourselves?
Well, can GoFundMe get that much?
I don't know. Wouldn't it be interesting to start a GoFundMe page and say we need $200 billion so we can buy CNN?
That's right. Well,
and then we will run it like an American network.
There you go.
We'll have the national anthem every hour of the hour.
Well, exactly.
And I'm not kidding.
Yeah, well, I mean, these news networks are going to have serious problems if Trump leaves office and is off the stage, more or less. I don't think he's ever going to leave the stage. But who are they going to yell at? I mean, they can only get so much mileage out of things are still bad because Trump did this and that and give Biden cover. But eventually they're going to have to figure out when Biden makes really, really bad choices. How are they going to cover it?
Well, Newsmax has added some more stations. One American News Now is trying to get on some more stations. They're having a problem with Spectrum and Charter. They apparently don't want them on over there for whatever reason, but I get it. That's, horse of a different color. All right, we will be right back with more, folks. Don't go anywhere. Kyle Warren is hanging in there. We got to do the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, and then we'll hear Denise Simon come along. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. By the way, today is Tuesday, and it's Have Lunch with the Captain Day today over at Mission Barbecue on West Waters, just off the Veterans Expressway to the east. Two traffic lights, and it's on the right side there. So stop on by. I'll be there from about 11:30 to 1:30, and we're always there for the national anthem. It's played at noon, and we usually have some veterans there that are with us. We stand up and salute the flag. That's what they do. They play the national anthem every day at noontime. Now, this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop, where you can stop on by, get a free cup of coffee, just tell them you were listening to me talk about them on the radio, and then think about becoming a member of the Drivers Club and get those points for buying the diesel you get there and the food in the restaurant and also the supplies that you get in the store, the trucker store there. So there you go. All right, we're going to get with it again, and I'm telling you, rock on by. Here we go.
That's just free information.
Some more AC/DC there. Why do they kick you when you're down? I don't know, but nobody's kicking me. But then again, I'm not down. Hey, Kyle.
That's right.
Yeah, let's get into the weather. I'm going to read it here, and then we'll turn you loose. Again, not much has changed since the last hour, but unsettled weather will continue across the Pacific Northwest and into the Northern Rockies this week as several fronts with sweeping gusty to high winds, especially at the high elevations, will be around. Heavy low-elevation rain also and heavy mountain snow through the region. Above normal temperatures will spread east across the contiguous U.S. and this week it'll be going from west to east. Temperatures about 15 degrees above normal are likely over the central states. However, not the case tonight in the southeast. Okay, Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. 38 degrees tonight in Laramie, Wyoming, and I mentioned that because we continue to see the high wind warnings there if you're coming across I-80.
That's the same as what is in Birmingham right now.
Yeah, exactly. That's a cold wind that's no doubt blowing there, and that continues a little bit west of Laramie as you head up I-80 towards Elk Mountain. We also, of course, have a winter storm watch in about central Idaho going on right now, and also wind is all over the map tonight, Captain. Up in Seattle and Portland, we're looking at rain here for the next few days, it looks like, but we've got wind advisories, flood watches in the Seattle area. And as I said, rain in Portland, wind advisories just east of Portland as well, and also high wind warnings as you travel down the coast, down the I-5 freeway, as you come down through Roseburg, Myrtle Creek, Grants Pass, Medford, Ashland, all that has high wind warnings all around, and that continues as you head into Northern California. In the Reno-Carson City area, high wind warning and winter storm watch, I believe, in that area around 395. Air quality alert in Central California, high wind advisory north of Los Angeles. And right now, Captain, over in Colorado, we have a fire weather watch going on. This is in the near Pueblo in the I-5 corridor area. But the winter storms and the systems moving in the Pacific Northwest, seeing a lot of cloud cover all over Montana, Washington, Oregon, and Idaho, and parts of Northern California and Nevada tonight.
All righty. We got a little bit of chillness going on, a little gusty weather up in the northern part of the peninsula between the Great Lakes up there, and got a little bit of rain going on over there. Actually, it's flooding on the east side of Michigan up there, and we've got some frost conditions tonight in the Birmingham, actually all along I-20, but Birmingham right now 38 degrees, and that's going to drop down some more. There will be some frost in the area. You've got gale force winds off the east coast right now. If you're anywhere along the Atlantic on I-95 from about Chesapeake Bay on up to just outside New York City, you're going to have winds to contend with going up I-95, closer to the water, more of the wind. Winds will be along Long Island and along 95 up into Massachusetts, and then going up to Maine all the way to Nova Scotia. You'll have the winds along with you. In addition, we do have some onshore flooding up there between Brunswick and Fernandina Beach, and then again down below Daytona down to the West Palm Beach area, and we've got gale warnings tonight in the Gulf of Mexico out there in the Gulf. So, Kyle, tell us how we can hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. You can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. We appreciate him. And we go right from the fire, from the kitchen and the frying pan into the fire. Here she is, Denise Simon. Okay, Sidney Powell, she created a big row yesterday. And
oh, yeah.
Yeah, but there's more to the story. We had three of the president's attorneys that got dixed, apparently. Their information got put out there, and they had to resign in Pennsylvania. They had to leave the staff.
Yeah, the details on that one are kind of obscure here at the moment. We don't know all the reasons why three of the – I think there were four attorneys on that team.
Right, yep.
And three are gone.
Yep.
They've withdrawn. So the reasons are yet to really be determined and in what context.
Well, I got a call that said that they were exposed. They were, you know, their information was put out there. And it is what it is. Okay, well, the president won the election. Comment.
Well, depends upon who you ask. And I would say this. We have to wait until certification. And really, there are two certifications. There's the certification at the state level, and then there's the certification at the congressional level. And the certifications at the congressional level can actually still be contested.
They had one at the county level yesterday, Clark County, Nevada. They certified that Joe Biden was a winner in Clark County.
Well, they threw that out. They threw out a county's vote because of irregularities.
They threw out Clark County?
Let me see. They threw out...
Because I just saw the sort of the news come across that Clark County, Nevada, had certified their results for Joe Biden.
Let me see if what county this was. Clark County's decision to not certify one of its local races due to a number of discrepancies.
All right, this wasn't local, but okay, all right. Okay. All right, they did say that they certified it for Biden. That was the news flash that came circulating across here about maybe 30 minutes ago.
Well, Richard Grinnell is working in Nevada, so we'll see where that one goes.
Okay, and where is Giuliani? Is he in Pennsylvania?
I don't think he is. He may be physically, but they're working that one.
Okay, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Don't go nowhere. No how. Lots to talk about.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind. Rolling on the river.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.